Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. It appears that yesterday's problems with YouTube live not wanting to end has carried over into it not wanting to begin this morning. And so unless that kicks in soon, I'll post the Facebook version on YouTube a little later. And so I apologize for the YouTube viewers that are finding this after the fact. The wonders of technology are great when they work. A little frustrating at times when they don't. But regardless, it is Tuesday, and we're continuing through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And as we consider that kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God that we desire to be a part of for eternity, I believe it's important to consider how we live today as a citizen of that kingdom, how we prepare for our eventual arrival into the presence of God fully. You know, the fascinating part is, in a sense, we have arrived. We live in the presence of God because His Spirit, His presence, dwells with us. I know it's not the same thing as heaven. It's not the same thing as that place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. But it can be more like that if we live more like that. Today's topic is kind of fitting for this time of year. It's talking about a home with gifts. The Bible talks numerous times about the gifts that God gives to His children. Like James says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of heavenly lights. It comes from above. It comes from a Father who doesn't change. You see, as we live life, we begin to recognize the incredible gifting that has been done to us and the incredible gifting that has been done for us. Helping to preach a sermon series at Deer Run this month on holiday treasures. And we're looking at a variety of gifts that we've received because of Jesus. That flow out of the very gift of Jesus being born and living, teaching, modeling for us what it looks like to live as a kingdom citizen, then being crucified, dying, buried, risen, ascended into heaven. The gift that was given at the birth of Jesus is incredible. But as we've looked at that, the treasures that flow out of that gift, we're also looking at how we ought to be giving those same types of treasures. We began the series with the gift of good news. This past Sunday, we looked at the gift of life, and this coming Sunday, we'll be looking at the gift of worship. And we'll wrap up the month with the gift of wisdom. And it was fascinating as CJ and I worked on this, and there were so many options out of this list that we could come up with, and even asking people what it was they treasured the most about the holiday season. We began asking this well before Thanksgiving, and so we were looking at a variety of holidays. But particularly within the Christmas season, what are things that you treasure the most? And generally, that list was filled with things that could very obviously be seen as gifts from God. And we narrowed that down to these four topics. And we recognize that it doesn't even scratch the surface of the incredible gifts that we've been given. And as we consider the gifts that we've been given, we have to recognize through the example of Jesus, through the teaching of Jesus, through the instruction of Scripture, that the gifts that we receive are most often designed to be shared with others. The gift of good news is for us. But it's not just for us. That announcement to the shepherds so many years ago to bring tidings of great joy, of good news, of peace to all men, was not just for them. They were the first to hear it in that context. But it was meant to be shared. And you read the story, and they went out and they shared it, regardless of whether anybody believed them or not. And this home with gifts, the gift of life, was we were given the life of Jesus. But it wasn't simply a gift that was meant for us, it was a gift that we're meant to share our life with others. And as we do that, we share the life of Jesus with others. We'll do the same thing with the gift of worship. We worship God. And it's a gift that was given that first Christmas as the shepherds came and they worshiped this king, as the Magi came eventually and worshiped this child. But we have the opportunity to give a gift of worship to God. And the gift of wisdom. James says that if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously without finding fault. And so the wisdom that we need, the wisdom that we ought to have, is a gift that comes from God. It was a gift that we see in that Christmas story as the Magi, the wise men from the East, had the wisdom to understand what was happening. And they used it to be able to worship, to be able to honor Jesus. We have the opportunity to give that gift of wisdom as we share Jesus with others. As we receive it from God, we in turn pass it along. As I wrote the devotion a number of years ago, I mentioned in it still being able to remember some of the gifts that I longed desperately for as a child. There were things that I just had to have. And very few of those so very important gifts do I still have. I was thinking about that last night as I prepared for today's broadcast. And I know I have the microscope that I absolutely had to have, that I wanted desperately in elementary school. And I still have that. In fact, I've brought it out at different times. And the ice cream maker that I really had to have, I really wanted, I don't still have because we wore it out. And so I have a replacement of a replacement of a replacement a number of times over. But many of those gifts that I absolutely had to have been forgotten. I couldn't even tell you what they were. But the gifts that were most important, the gifts of love, the gifts of forgiveness, we talked about a little bit yesterday, the gifts of acceptance. I still have those, and I've still continued to receive those. You see, heaven being a home with gifts is not simply about the stuff that we think we need. All of that stuff will come and go and fade from our memories. But the gift of life, the gift of Jesus, the gift of mercy, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of acceptance, the gift that makes it possible for us to be a part of this kingdom. You see, that's what's important. And as we live as kingdom citizens, it's important that we recognize that this is a kingdom filled with gifts. The home that we're longing for in heaven is a home that's from which all good gifts flow. And if we want to live more like kingdom citizens now, if we want to live more like we will in that home, then we need to learn to give. Paul writes, and he quotes Jesus, which is in saying that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And those words, well, I don't, maybe I've missed it, but I don't find them in the Gospels written, but I find them lived. And that is the way Jesus lived. And as we consider life today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you do an inventory of the gifts that He has poured into your life. If you want to get anything else done today, you might need to set a time limit on that. Because that can be a pretty long list if you really give serious thought to it. But also pray and ask God to help you have a better grasp, a better mental image and picture and practice of how you can give. That how your life as a citizen of this home of gifts can be better because you're not just a receiver, you're a giver. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, and you have loved, shown your great love by the way you give. And that so popular verse, you tell us that you so loved the world, you so loved the people of this world that you gave. And at this time of year, we celebrate that gift of Jesus. So, Father, today as we pray, may we allow your Spirit to fully examine the gifts that we've received so that we can fully examine the gifts that we will give. Father, the greatest gift that we could ever give, the most useful gift we could ever give, is simply giving ourselves to you. And by doing that, we have opened ourselves up to being used as a gift to others. God, as I pray today, I ask that you would help us to be givers. that we would look deeply into the life of Jesus. And as we do so, that we would have a greater understanding of how he gave constantly. And even having no collection of material possessions, no storehouse on this earth of stuff to pass out to people, he still gave. And Father, as I think about that concept of giving from what we have, I think about the word spoken I heard the other night on a program of from the man who developed and directed the Chosen. He said he came to learn that it was not his responsibility to feed the 5,000. It was his responsibility to offer his loaves and fish. And Father, as we give, may we recognize that you're not expecting us to do what we can't, but you are expecting us to give what we have. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn to value the gifts that exceed the material things that are given to them. That, Father, that in the very act of giving and receiving, that they would know the heart that comes with those gifts. Father, that you would help us to pour the gifts of forgiveness and acceptance and love and mercy into our children, so that regardless of what other gifts that we're able to give them, regardless of whether the things that they think they long for the most in this Christmas season are attained or not, they could look back and recognize that they were given the greatest gifts they could ever receive as they've lived with parents who shared Jesus with them. Father, in this world of darkness, may we continue to be the light of the world that you have called us to be, that you have created us to be. And Father, in those times where we feel like we're not much, when we feel like our light is so dim, may you remind us that all it takes is even a little light to shine brightly when it gets so dark. And so whatever level of light that we believe we have, may we recognize the true light, the true life that came into the world is Jesus. And may we trust that his light within us is enough. And as we live so that his light shines through us, may we constantly lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.